Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1091. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Glad to have you here today for another question and answer. If you're new here, Saturday is the day where I take your listener questions about your own relationships and use my background as a life coach and an advice columnist to answer them to the best of my ability. And on the rest of the days, I narrate content for you from some of the best relationship experts around. We're going to be talking today about delivering bad news, firing someone specifically, and how miserable of a process that can be. But does it have to be? I don't know. You'll have to wait and see. Let's take a listen and see if we can help out our asker with today's question and optimize your life. After being promoted in the past year, the time has finally come that I need to fire an employee who is no longer performing well. I'll call him Brent. I knew it was coming, and as I expected, it's the one part of my new position that I am not handling well. I know the script I need to stick to, and I don't know if there's much I can do to help Brent feel better. I also don't anticipate hearing back before I have to fire him, but in case I do, do you have any words of wisdom for those of us who have to give bad news? Okay, good question, tough question. Giving bad news is also something I have a hard time with as well, but I do have an answer for you nonetheless. First of all, and you already know this by now, asker of this question, for anyone out there who does want to submit questions, I try to start outlining them within like the first day or two that they arrive, even though it does take several weeks for them to actually air. And I do offer rough drafts or transcripts for askers as soon as possible through email. So if you do submit a question, you will have an answer from me rather quickly. It's just FYI. So, I want to start by saying that although my answer will cover bases on how to break bad news to someone, there's definitely a difference between breaking bad news on a personal level and breaking bad news on a professional level. Like you alluded to, different companies have different protocol as to what you can say when firing someone, and you have to play within those boundaries at work. Personally, it's a bit different, but today we'll talk more about breaking bad professional news to people, though there will be some crossover. And if someone wants to hear more about breaking bad news personally, I encourage them to send a question in about it. Now, in any scenario in which you have to give somebody bad news, I think that there are two components. There's how you're approaching the situation mentally, and there's how you're approaching it practically. In short, there's the internal chatter and the external chatter. Let's start with the external, and for those listening, let's bear in mind that our asker is having a hard time with this and is feeling compassionate towards their Brent. You want to let him down easy, but you aren't sure how, especially since there's a script you generally have to stick to. What you want to do is try to shift your focus from your personal discomfort and try to step into Brent's shoes in a way that's different from just feeling bad for him. That requires you to think back on your interactions with Brent and what you know about his personality. Specifically, what you're trying to uncover is how Brent operates, and therefore how you feel he can receive bad news gracefully. There's no reason you can't tell him what you need to tell him through a presentation that's fitted to who he is, okay? For example, if you know Brent to be a guy who finds value in holding people accountable and being upfront about shortcomings, look for opportunities outside of the script to be both respectful and direct with him about why he's being let go and how he can improve upon himself in his next job. You can also embody this message in your tone and demeanor as well by maintaining eye contact, good posture, and having confidence in your voice. Now, conversely, if you know Brent to be someone who is more gentle and reassuring with people, someone more in tune with sensitivity than productivity, look for opportunities to offer him that. This might mean reminding him of the things he did do well, the fact that the decision to let him go is purely business and not personal, and so on. Now, surely you can also embody this with a kinder voice and more smiling and what have you. So, now let's get back to you and talk about how you can maintain your composure internally and remember the right things when delivering this news. When we break bad news to someone, we're quick to seek out the negative aspects of the interaction, understandably so. But there are, of course, less damning ways to assess the situation. You need not look much further than your own history and the history of others to start finding a more neutral mindset. After all, what about all the wonderful things you've created for yourself that wouldn't have happened had some original plans not played out the way you intended them to? Maybe you married the right person, but finding them wouldn't have happened had you not been broken up with by your high school sweetheart, who you were sure was the one at the time. Chances are that a lot of great things in your life have probably occurred at the expense of some bad news, as it has with all of us. Break free of the natural inclination to focus on your short-term pain, and remember that this could very well be the best thing for Brent and lead him to his dream job. If you're able to fire someone, I'd guess you're in a high enough position to know of the value and lessons that come from failures like the one Brent is about to endure. If you like him enough to feel bad about firing him, you can probably trust him to extract a learning experience from this, which you're providing him with, by the way, and bounce back to make the most of it. Really, it's a reflection of your company at large right now, which is another piece of the puzzle to be mindful of. So if Brent's being fired, the company has decided they made a mistake in hiring him and are now looking to get stronger by letting him go. Now, through this firing, the company has learned more about what it needs and doesn't need, how it thrives and doesn't thrive, and will take those lessons into consideration when hiring his replacement. Brent gets stronger personally, the company gets better professionally, and you're playing a part in it. Might take time, but that doesn't mean the benefits won't come to fruition. Meanwhile, other benefits will come into play more immediately, as now your workers are more focused, right, more diligent, and have too learned a lesson about what will and will not make the company better. Everything and everyone involved has been given an opportunity to redefine success for themselves by simply identifying something that wasn't quite a match. And you're the one who's jumping on the sword and enduring the quick jolt of discomfort to help facilitate all of it. That means that you, like Brent, and like the company as a whole, are also evolving as you wade through discomfort, become more capable in a position you're already capable in, and become more prepared for similar instances going forward. Getting better just got easier for everyone, and it's thanks to you. So cut yourself some slack.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Asker, thank you again for sending this question in. I enjoyed talking about it today, and I hope it helped you out and in time for the firing / rebirthing of the one they call Brent. Everyone else, though, if you have a question, send it on in. As I mentioned, I do send transcripts out pretty soon after they're submitted, so you have the option of getting your answer much sooner than it ends up airing on the show. You can submit your questions via email to advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. Relationship questions will be answered here, and more general questions are welcome too. They'll be going on our blog on oldpodcast.com and also getting featured sometimes in our weekly newsletter, which is a lot of fun. And you can sign up for that on the same site, oldpodcast.com. That is going to do it for now, though, everybody. Thanks once more for being here. Thank you to the asker for sending this question in, and I'm wishing all of you a fine rest of your Saturday. Be sure to come on back tomorrow, where I'll be here again narrating some great relationship content for you and where your optimal life awaits.